Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave.
How are you? You well?
I'm really well. I always love coming back to Ireland.
It's great to have you back because you are based in London.
I am.
How is life for the Irish person in London? I hear it's paved with gold and everyone goes over there and has a great time.
Everyone has the best time ever.
Is it true?
Yeah, I mean, it took me a while to settle in.
Sure.
If I'm being honest, because it's bloody expensive and everyone's in competition, but I'm very lucky. A lot of my friends moved over and... God, I just have the best job in the world. It's my job to just head out in the evening and try and make people laugh. It's a pretty nice life, Dave.
And get paid for that, of course, which is the vital thing because, you know, this is the difficult thing that artists often find is, oh, wait, nobody wants to pay me to do my cool art? That's
not
cool.
Yeah. It's all experience. It's all experience.
Do it for experience. But London is like, it's a wonderful kind of hotbed of talent and creativity and excitement. But that also means it's very cutthroat and there's lots of people trying to do what you're doing.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, like, what are the biggest challenges there then?
I guess having like a point of differentiation and like what would make a, if there's like six acts on in a night, why should an audience remember you?
Gotcha.
You know, if they're leaving and talking to their friends and they say, oh, I liked the girl with or that talked about. And it's good to talk about general stuff, of course, because that's what's relatable for a crowd. But if you have a story that's like, that really stood out and that, you know, will make me remember her name and search her up on Instagram later.
Okay,
I think
brilliant. That's
quite important.
And is Galvo a nickname or is that a real surname?
My real surname is Galvin, but my dad and brother have the nickname Galvo. And so I just kind of liked it. It kind of rolls off the tongue more.
I think it does because, again, same thing. I know a few lads in Galvin who are called Galvin in my kind of circle of friends and wider, and they're all Galvos.
Galvo. Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder, but then I was like, maybe it's some kind of Greek.
I know MCs always
surname.
Say that. They're like, how do you pronounce that before I go on stage? Right.
It's as it's spelled. Yeah, you can't really make a mistake with that one. Jalvo. And then coming home then.
Yeah.
Must be very exciting because, like as you said, you've got so many roots here, so many people here to see, so many things to do.
I know.
And you're so familiar with Dublin, but you're coming home to bring your show here. It's amazing.
I know. It's just been amazing. And even like, to be honest, even when I'm doing my shows in the UK, if they're my own shows, it's just hundreds of Irish people.
Okay.
If I'm being perfectly honest.
That's great,
so it's not
though.
That different. And then I get a shock, of course, when I'm heading off to like Leeds and it's, you know, 400 stag do's. And I'm like, what is this girl talking about?
But I guess your stuff would look, because I've seen a lot of your things on Instagram. Some of the skits are so funny. They're so good.
No.
But also the live stuff seems to be like, girly, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like a lot about your experience, but also just hilarious. Like it doesn't matter how relatable it is to someone's existence if it's funny, I always think.
Totally. If it's wacky enough.
Yeah.
Like I'm very much a storyteller, so I don't kind of rely on the quick joke stuff.
Yeah.
I want like an audience to be locked in and I want them to come on a journey with me. So, you know, if someone's kind of like looking at their phone or something, I'll be like, come on, lock in here. Come on now. Come on with
me. We've work to do.
Come on. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to lose you now if I lose you for a minute. But yeah.
And then your show is called The Shy Feminist.
It is.
Now, you're wringing this one dry.
I know.
Like, you promised us this was the last, like, what's it actually called? The last?
I promise this is the last one. The new show is coming to the Fringe this year, so I don't have time to do another one. This is the last one. It's been on tour for 18 months.
That's incredible.
I know, I'm so lucky.
What a testament to the show as well.
And to Irish people, to be honest. They're just so bloody supportive. You know, there was a couple in Galway that have come 5 times.
Ah, stop.
I know. And they're amazing. And they get, you know, to be honest, the show wasn't amazing when it started, so it's gotten much better over 18 months.
But then they've seen the progress and they realise that every time they go now, it's going to get better and better and better.
And every time, you know, there's a different audience and we engage with different people. We as me.
We
and
the
all
royal
my personalities.
We. Yeah. Well, you're royal now over in London. So
it's always different. And I find it completely different every night. People say, you must be getting bored with it. And I really amn't.
No, because comics often say, whether it's comics or musicians or stage performers, like you can't get bored with the show.
No.
Because then you're getting bored of what you love doing.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. You have to find something new every night to... And I always try and bring it like current stuff as well, you know.
Yeah. And do you do a lot of crowd interaction stuff or is that...
At the beginning, I was terrified.
Right.
And I was like, get on and do a one-woman play and get off.
Sure, yeah.
And now, when I got signed in London with my agents, they were like, out you go to all the kind of clubs and just
keep working that stuff.
Keep working and learn how to fall flat on your ass and learn how to engage the audience that don't necessarily care about you. And now I'm way more chill about it.
I love
having a good time. Like I did Top Secret Comedy Club on Monday. And that was fucking fun.
I'd say so. That's all right. We can beat that. I don't worry. That was fun.
It was so much fun. Like they want to be a part of the show. They really, really do, you know?
That's brilliant. And do you, like I often, when I talk to comics, they talk about, and I've done live comedy shows, big tours or whatever, from based off of this radio show. And I know, like, as a non-comic, so like the guy I would have done the show with, Dermot Whelan, is a comedian.
Yeah.
But like, I would just get out on stage, have the best time, and get off stage and go, oh my God, that was great. And he'd straight away be going, did you see the guy? He was like four over from the left on the right hand side. And he had his arms folded the whole time. And then at the back, there was a fella who just got up and he three or four times. And I'm like, what are you seeing? Like, comics, you guys seem to have this kind of sixth sense of, like, well, I suppose that's how you get good at what you do. But also, like, I'm like, the stress levels, I couldn't go. I was like, dude, everyone had a good time. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I guess because you just have to get up and do it again the next night and you always want to be better. So you always want to find ways of dealing with certain audience members. And everyone falls into certain stereotypes as well. You know, like if you come across one accountant, you'll come across loads and you'll have similar lines you can do, or one grumpy bald lad who doesn't want to be there with his wife, and you'll have. So it's important to analyze those things. And also you want everyone to have a good time. So if there is someone not having a good time, you want to try and figure out why that is.
Yeah.
And
probe them and poke them and eventually
and
make them have
out.
A good
time.
Either make them have a good time or get out of my show. Yeah. I get it. Okay. So dates we're looking at, you're all over May, isn't it?
Yes.
So from the 6th all the way through to the 25th of May, Dolan's Warehouse, Town Hall and Theatre in Galway, The Crown Live in Wexford, Gleneagle Club in Killarney, Cavanaugh's Live in Portlaoise, the Wildcrack Comedy Festival in Donegal, Limelight One in Belfast as well. And then you said the new show's going to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh Fringe. I'm going with a work in progress, which means I'll probably have, you know, my notebook on a stool there and it'll change every night and there'll be some parts that I'll never say out loud again.
That's fine. That's what it's for. And do you find that kind of stuff scary or exciting when
so
you are
exciting.
Is it?
Yeah, because you never know how it's going to work out. It's like getting on a roller coaster.
Like, I don't get on roller coasters.
It is. It's just fab. Like, it could crash and burn, but that's where the adrenaline comes from.
Right.
And you have to work harder when it's new stuff, you know, because you're not like confident that it'll turn out well.
Yeah.
And you figure out so much stuff while you're on stage.
Got it. Okay. God, you're brave people. You really are. The Ambassador Theatre. Hang on. Do we even mention that? Friday the 22nd. That is one of my favourite venues in the world.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Seriously.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Now, annoyingly, I did recently hear that the balcony in the Ambassador is not allowed to be opened again because I went to so many metal gigs up there and we slammed that balcony so hard. So
you,
I think
we may
have damaged the balcony, not allowing it, but I'm sure at some point it will be fixed and they'll open
it. I think it will. I think they're working on it. There's still like 600 seats on the main floor.
Brilliant. Yeah.
It's a beautiful theatre. I'm so glad they've opened it back up.
Yeah.
And the location and everything, it's amazing.
Talk to me about London. I'm intrigued about when people kind of go and whatever about the comedy stuff and the work you're doing. You're also just living there.
Yeah.
So it is a city of, I don't know how many million. Is it nearly 10 million people? 12 million people in the Greater London area.
Yeah.
Like, that's obviously like twice as big as this country.
Yeah.
So how do you find just life in general there?
I was saying this to someone the other day because they were saying, you know, I don't think I quite enjoy London yet. And I was saying, well, you've only been here 2 years, which is nothing in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
Because it's loads of cities in one city. You know, you have to find your pocket, find your tribe, find your community and just conquer your area first. There's much to discover. I think the thing about London is you could have friends an hour and a half away having drinks and that's really tough and you can feel really isolated. So find people close enough to you that you can just head over to and have a coffee with, go on a walk with. It can be so lonely.
Really? Because, I mean, those big anonymous cities, people say that. Like, I don't think Dublin has that reputation. I mean, no, I'm sure it can for some people.
No, because you can pop down to the pub and you know, you're always close enough to someone. I think I also, like, I struggled with loneliness for ages because a lot of my friends that I moved over with, I went to college with, and they all have corporate jobs.
Okay.
So they have their colleagues, and that's such a great way to make friends in a new city is people.
And their timetables are identical to each other, pretty much. They're 9 to 5 or whatever. And all
I know,
of a sudden,
and the minute they come in the door, I'm heading out the door.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky in so many other ways. Like, my job is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. I don't have to listen to anyone telling me to get on Excel or do spreadsheets, so I'm lucky. You
counting
know?
Other people's money. It's really not that much crack, I think. I don't know.
I do it in the box office after.
True. And then, like, I'm always intrigued at things like supermarkets. Like, have you got a good local corner shop? What's your favourite supermarket in London?
Oh, I'm going to sound like such an idiot.
One.
My local supermarket is Waitrose.
Okay. So to those of us who don't understand the nuance of English life, Waitrose is super posh, right?
But you can make good choices. Do you know what my thing is? I don't buy expensive clothes. I don't buy all that stuff. My thing is groceries.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm massive into my cooking, massive into my food. So I don't mind buying nice food.
So you'll sacrifice.
I will justify that. I'll sacrifice not having the heating on during the winter to have some nice fruit.
Some couscous and fruit.
Some nice bulgari.
And then, okay, so then favourite like area of London to hang out in?
East, like Hackney, Shoreditch, the Beauvoir, all those areas along the canal. I think East is where all the creatives are. You see,
right, so there's all those cool people.
Famous people walking around.
Who's the most famous person you've seen?
I saw Daisy Edgar Jones the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, at the coffee shop. Cool. Isn't it cool?
And you can do the whole Irish connection, even though she's not Irish, but she kind of is and played Irish, and there's loads to talk about there.
I know. I couldn't believe when I found out she wasn't Irish.
I know. Craziest, best accent
amazing,
ever.
That accent.
Yeah, seriously good. Rachel Galvo, it's a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for
having me. Best luck with the Shite Feminist. She promises it's the last Irish tour of this.
Oh, definitely.
There will be a new tour, a new show coming your way after Edinburgh, and it gets this work in progress work. But definitely check out your Instagram, best place to get your ticket
details.
Yeah,
Instagram or TikTok, Rachel Galvo.
There you go. Just follow that. Find out where the gigs are on. Go and see Rachel Galvo. Thanks, Mina, for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
Cheers.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.